on the ground. Jeff's in having a knot, or been in having a knot on his hips, and they've drained a bit of information off his brain.
He's full up, he reckons.
It wasn't
me.
I was
watching. On hips. And then, I'm not sure where George is this evening.
It's the first I knew. You'll see, I don't come with him anymore.
I wonder if he thought it's next week.
Yeah, that's early in the month, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, nearly did.
But no, we've got no George at the moment. He might still come. There was an accident, you said, on one of the roads.
No, probably wouldn't come that way. I'll come on the coast road with James tonight.
But George might come coast road,
wouldn't
he?
No, he doesn't.
Not from
Clacton,
he wouldn't.
No.
No. From Frinton.
Well, he'd come across all the
country, wouldn't he? Oh, okay. So I'm not sure where George is. I welcome our guest speaker tonight. He's an old member of the club who's been here donkey.
Oh, that's a much better one.
Very established member of the club. Sandra's been here through thick and thin, as it's been going on for quite a few years now, haven't you? When did you join? 1990, yeah. So she's been a member for a lot of years, 27 years. And she is the master of getting birds ready for showing.
I haven't done it for 5 years.
Well,
you take popping.
And she's going to demonstrate tonight her technique, as they're not trade secrets anymore. On top of that, we've got a few bits and pieces just to go through.
Yep.
Firstly, I want to thank Sandra and everyone that helped at the barbecue. Yes, because it was a really good afternoon out. The sun was shining. We put the marquee up, it blew over once, and then we all sat outside. And the birds were superb. It was lovely to have Sandra and James Gillan to come down and judge for us. We did them fairly proud. I think we had 63 or 66 birds, or 65 birds.
Yeah.
For them to judge, and there were some really good birds out actually.
He was very thorough.
Did anybody ask him if he wanted any expenses? I didn't think.
Neither did I. I
didn't think about it. I'll speak to him at some point. I think they were happy to come generally.
But are they local?
And in Norwich.
I got birds.
Norwich has a bit of a distance, isn't it? Which you've got from some petrol money, shouldn't you?
I'll speak to him.
They had a bird and a
shot. I didn't realise it was
It's a long way to come for a bird on a distance.
So it was lovely to have them there. We had a good crowd of people. It's a shame a few people couldn't come. Bill, you weren't feeling too good, were you, at the time? We usually have your presence. And Sandra, you weren't about for the afternoon. And there's a few other odds and ends people who couldn't make it this year. But we had a good turnout. There was 30-odd people there. Food was superb. Company was good.
And
the headgear was good on the cooks, though.
Yes.
The umbrellas on their wrist.
Yeah. That's only sour grapes, Bill, because you didn't win again. anyone wanted to raise anything else about the barbecue?
Yeah,
the winners. Best young bird in show went to Richard.
They were.
Glad you said Richard.
best adult with Peter and Sandra. And they took best in show with a grey top bird. Barhead went to Martin Frost, and he had some real super, real heavy feathered, but massive birds out that are going to be something to beat, I think, if he can get them to keep them into feather condition. But all in all, it was some really good birds out for the day, and it's nice that everyone put birds out and bench stuff.
Yeah.
Right, I'll hand over. Sorry.
Regardless of apologies, because we've got the specialist from Rare Show.
Show this weekend, tonight. Isn't it?
So
we've got apologies from Gala. Anyone else? Apologies? Jeff, because he's off. I'm not sure what George is up to. Yeah. Martin and that might still come. They might wander down a bit late. They normally do if they're coming.
Well, I had to double to see if it was tonight or next week.
Mm. Yeah, so did I. Yeah, it seemed too early for me.
Is this one of the ones we do earlier, then?
No, it's just the way it falls, isn't it?
The first of the month, fell on a Wednesday, so you've ended up with five Thursdays. So the fourth Thursday falls a week earlier.
I wonder if that's what he's done.
I bet he has. Mm. I bet George has forgotten.
Yeah, I wonder what if I call George. I might call George and tell him so he doesn't come all the way down.
Yeah. I might do the same with Martin Frost and that as well.
Yeah, okay.
Martin and... Because they'll probably have done the same, I'd have thought.
Yeah. Not next week.
The show season's well underway now. We've had the first of all of the specialists and rare shows kicked off. There's a big one this weekend, but we had the combined one. Last weekend was South Midlands Rare Variety Show and Young Stock Show. And there was a really super cobalt baby out then that... Janice and Gallup won Best Young Bird at South Midlands at the weekend.
Excellent.
And that was a super bird. Really solid, solid, solid bird. So that's going to be a good one coming through the year, hopefully. And then, like I say, this weekend we've got the main rare variety show at Brogborough. Bugbrook. Yes, Bugbrook, isn't it? Yeah, Bugbrook. This weekend, and then... our show in a couple of weekends' time. Hopefully we'll probably pick up a little bit more about the rare show in a little while. And then there's a whole raft of shows through July. We've got West Norfolk, Norwich and Norfolk, London and Southern Rare Variety Show, Bedford, and then ours at the end of the month, and then straight into Southend and the LEA and such like after that. Can I hand over to John
for some bits? I've only got a few bits and pieces. I've purchased a printer after a lot of research. I've come up with what I think is quite a good printer. It's quite a large one. It's an office printer, really, but I found it was reduced by £100. And it's got a great big tray in there, and you just like a small photocopier, really. And it's very user-friendly. The moment I switched my computer on, it found it, and I was printing within seconds. The only problem we've got, at the show we need to print in, it won't be wireless because we won't have a wireless connection, but it will. I'll just plug it into my laptop
Will it run just as a photocopier?
Yeah. Yeah. Just put it in there and press copy and it goes.
We sort of hand fill in all our template sheets.
Do you? Right. Yeah.
And then they just want running through for the results.
I'll do that.
Compiled.
How much paper I've got? How much paper will we need for the show? Couple of them?
I'll grab some
reels
of paper.
Can you get them? Okay. So that's fine. I'm happy with that. I've ordered two wireless microphones, which I've got quite a good bargain for £35. So that will go with that our karaoke machine. So hopefully our two presenters at the seminar can just use those microphones without having to shout. I'm hoping they're going to be good. I haven't tested them yet because I haven't got them yet. Peter's banner. I've been working on it. Call it Peter's banner because Peter's kindly donating the money to pay for it. This is a rough sketch that I've done. I've just kind of come up with some ideas, really. So we've got welcome to the Ipswich Budgerigar Society. So we're just looking at putting a couple of things at the bottom here and a couple of suggestions, as Graham has said, a friendly society, or what was it?
The local friendly society.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Premier Suffolk Budgie Club.
Yeah, something like that.
There isn't many others now.
Has anybody got any ideas? I think they might be, a little phrase, a little catchphrase that we can put down there. Are you happy with that?
What have you got exactly in the world?
Well, we've got just welcome Ipswich Budgerigar Society. At the moment, these pictures are not going to be... I've already paid for this and it's gone off, but they've come back to me and said if we print that out, these two pictures are going to be a bit blurry because they've not got the right resolution. Yeah. So I'm going to try and take a photo of a decent bird on a high resolution, get that on there, or we can just do away with the photos.
I think you need to have budgies on
it. Yeah, well, it'll have to be one of mine then. It'll have to be my best bird or something like that and a good pose, because I'll have to do it at a really good high resolution. And I can't find any of them on the internet because obviously for memory reasons, most internet photos are only about sort of, I don't know, sort of 100k where these need to be. Has he? Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
I want to get it in time for the rare show, so that's in a couple of weeks' time. But this is normally 48 hours delivery anyway. So if you're happy with that, we'll stick with that, and we'll just put the... What was it, friendly?
I don't know, something...
What do we want? What do we want on the bottom?
Do you need to put when we meet or where we meet?
We could... Yeah?
I've
got the website on there.
I suggested, and I said we'd pay for it. It's nice to have standing in front of the for the show.
Oh, I meant to say, it's a pop-up banner. It's one of these things you pull up, and it's 2 metres high, and it just goes in the entrance as you walk in.
We've got the website on there.
Yeah, on that's there. On there.
Why don't we put...
I was just thinking, there needs to be some sort of information. No, that's fine.
What about something like good social scene and regular monthly meetings, something like that, or monthly meetings?
Yeah, you don't want too much writing on there.
You don't want to be specific either, because if we change anything, then
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And as long as you've got the website, because the
yeah, that's all on there.
Things
okay.
On the website.
So what?
Something like.
Friendly monthly meetings?
Yeah, friendly. Your friendly local club or something.
I don't think people will look at that.
What's written on it?
They're more likely to come and say, we went in where we saw it. I just looked at it. I said, oh, look at that lovely banner. We could do one of them. And then we wouldn't.
Yeah.
We never looked at it, no. Didn't we?
Yeah, but it did hit you. You said, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the
bit what you want in big letters. Welcome
to
HBS.
All right, I'll make that a bit bigger.
Yeah, that should probably do it. That might do it.
Those three birds at the top. Mm-hmm. Might you have a big welcome to Ipswich BS or something, and then have some birds, and then have your warm, friendly.
What about the logo?
Yeah, they've got the logo in the corners, but I can't
make it work.
When my son-in-law did it, he did it at a very low resolution, so blow that up, that's
not going to go either.
So it's his fault, not mine.
You haven't got a lot of time, really, have you? Sunday week.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just welcome.
They do turn around.
So if we
welcome Ipswich Budgerigar Society, probably be enough with a couple of photos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the website on it.
But I can make that a bit bigger.
Make website. That a bit bolder, the website or something in black or sort of darker, and that'll be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Say no signs.
All right. I'll make contact with the Australian Ipswich Budgerigar Society, and they're very keen. A couple of nice emails from them. And they want to engage with us. It's a matter of got to the stage now what we're going to do, and I thought perhaps we could raise a few questions that they can put to their meeting, and we can sort of backwards and forwards a couple of times sort of thing. So the question would be, what do we most want to know about them?
Do they want the exchange of
residence? Yeah, I've already asked that. They're going to put that to their meeting in a couple of weeks' time.
What about... Can we get an Avery visit over there? Do it on a Saturday morning, don't we?
Yeah. Do it on club expenses, that'd be alright.
You're waiting for the coach picks up.
We've all got in a minibus and we're heading over.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, we could, ask them what sort of problems they have. Do they have the same sort of problems as us? I don't know.
We've got to be a bit more cheerful than that.
Yeah.
So it's a bit downbeat, isn't it?
What do we want to know about from them?
Ask them about their membership and things like that generally, and types of people that are there, the types of members they've had, and
what sort of meetings they have.
Skype.
The trouble with Skype is that they're 12 hours behind, so now it'll be about 8 o'clock in the morning, won't it?
Questions.
Where do they hang out?
So they're in New South Wales, aren't they?
I think they're just north of Brisbane, aren't they? Just north of Brisbane, aren't they, somewhere around?
They're not far. I'm not sure whether Ipswich is just in New South Wales or just in Queensland. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know what sort of radius they draw their members from and how many actually anticipate.
Well, they actually have
Show? Do they have a show?
They have the branch, because they're called branches there.
Yes.
They have the branch show, and then they have the qualifying show for the nationals.
Yeah, because they pick birds from each county.
They get them from their state. That goes forward from the state qualifying. So, have they had any
players
into the national?
Have any of the members got any birds into their national show?
Yeah. And when are they inviting me back to Sheffield?
Yeah.
You could also ask them, say, it's been 30 degrees over here lately.
Yeah, how do they manage it? Good point, yeah.
I've judged the national.
Hold the position
there. In Australia?
In Australia, Western Australia.
Well, you could always say that. One of my members is a judge.
Yeah. Janice and Gallup. I've been there, yeah.
Garland judged in Canberra. Well, I'm not a descendant, he wasn't a member.
Oh.
He had a farm near there.
Okay, well, I won't indulge it with too many questions, we'll just sort of keep that going really.
One question a month,
and
we can keep it going for a few years.
Right, the rare show then, what sort of updates have we got with regards to that? What do we need to discuss?
I think we're pushing along with it. Rosettes are all here. Entries are slowly coming into Sandra. I should imagine we'll get a bit of a, like always, the last minute entries will come in, probably the latter part of this week, I hope. Yes. I don't know. It'll be what it is. The weather's been a bit unkind to us, being so hot at the moment.
When do they close?
End of the weekend.
Yeah, but you've got the rare show this weekend, that's going to help hinder us a bit, isn't it? You know, people are showing there, they're going to see what they got left to show up for rares, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I
haven't done it yet because we're too busy sorting out.
They'll all come in slowly. They'll all come in. There's been people promised 20 or 30 birds that they're bringing down. If we can sort of get 100, 150 on there, on the bench, that'd be nice for a rare show. How many did they have last week at South Midlands for the rare part, but benched in the end? It was difficult to judge. There weren't a lot, was there?
No.
Two rail?
Yes, because it was two shows in one.
Yeah. It couldn't have been more than about 150, was there?
No, because I didn't really go around very much.
So we can get somewhere up to about 150 birds, 200 birds bench would be a real feat, for a rare variety show. Traditionally they're about 140, 150, the LEA shows. They've gone to you.
You've got them.
You've got them.
Have I?
Yeah, I'll give them to you at the barbecue.
Oh, yes, so you do. I've put them somewhere.
On the show.
Yeah.
Saturday. Now we can have the key
to bring the staging down.
Bring the staging down from up top down to the bottom. We can't put it into the hall till Sunday.
No, but we can put it in.
In the changing rooms.
In the changing room. Yeah.
So we'll know by then how many birds we've got. So we can work out how much staging we're going to bring back.
We've got a little bit of time on the Sunday morning to play around with it. Bird entry is 8:30
to
9:30, isn't it?
Judging at 10.
We get there at, I'll probably try and amble along for about 7-ish. Yeah. On a Sunday morning, we'll start putting it up.
Well,
we'll get some tables
so
there.
So Saturday morning, then we've got to think of what time we want the key and who's going to be there to
We need to. What? When do you want to get it, Bill?
Between 11 and 11:30.
Okay, well, I should be there
Saturday morning to get the stuff down from top to bottom.
How long does that take?
That won't take us long.
Is that
if we haven't got many birds, it'll only be
half an hour.
Judging stands.
It didn't take long last time, did it?
You've got the new judging stands.
We've got the new judging stands. And they'll come over from Peter's.
We've got the judging stands at home.
Will you bring them on Saturday morning?
Or Sunday, Saturday.
Is that not something you do it's early Sunday morning?
How can you do it Saturday? We've got another barbecue Sunday.
No, it's Saturday.
Can we not do it Sunday morning when we first get there?
Not this Saturday, Sandra. Following mine.
This is doing my head in.
On Sunday morning, so Saturday, 11 and 11:30.
I mean, I can bring them on Sunday morning, if you like.
If there's half a dozen of Sunday morning, can't we just get them out there?
Yeah, it won't take long to put up.
It's a bit daft driving all the way over there.
Don't come over. You won't. Don't come over on the Saturday. Okay. It's only up the road from me and Bill. We'll have that sorted out. It won't take us nothing to sort out on the Saturday. We're only stacking it up down the bottom. It ain't going to take us half an hour to get what down. What are you, sorry, can we go back to one meeting?
So, yeah, well, are you going to do it Saturday or Sunday then?
That's what I'm just Saturday. Asking you. What do you want to do?
I thought it would be better to get it down Saturday.
It don't need many of us to do it, does it?
No, it'll never take two.
Probably two or three of us, we can have that down in half hour.
Yeah.
I'm happy to go on a Saturday. If there's one, two, three, okay, it's a long way for you to come on a Saturday.
I'm a pensioner, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, well, so, I mean, you're more than welcome, obviously, but. Don't feel you have to, I mean, it won't take us that long to do it.
That's up to you.
And if Peter wants. If you're going to bring the stuff over on a Saturday, we'll stack that in there out of the way, and then you ain't got to worry about that Sunday morning, have you?
Well, it's up to you. I just thought if we're on the truck Sunday morning, or load on Saturday.
But you'll want the back of the truck for your birds, won't you? You want the back of your truck for your birds on the Sunday?
Yeah, well, I won't have many, but I
ain't
got
any.
He's only got the two judging stands to bring.
Oh, right, okay.
Two judging stands and two bales of staging.
You've got to bring all your birds.
Okay.
I've got to put the birds in on the back seat.
Well, if you want, you can bring them in Saturday if you're going to come.
Two bales. Yeah.
But we'll meet there. If we meet there for what time, Bill? 11 o'clock on a Saturday for the few of us who want to come. If you're travelling, fair distance, don't feel you want to come because it won't take us hardly any time to whip that up now.
6 o'clock, I'll be there.
Six? Are we?
Yep, 6 o'clock. Sunday morning.
I was thinking seven, to be honest.
Seven but sounds about right.
Because by the time.
Seven
will be fine for a few of us because we've got to put our birds and that together and bring them over, haven't we? I mean, I can grab Matt.
I'll be there.
7 o'clock before, because by the time we finish, we'll go straight up the pub.
Yeah, well, it's 7 o'clock then, that's good.
Yeah. 7 on the Sunday morning, and we'll have it all down on the Saturday, what we need, ready to go.
Right, so.
I should get that Saturday.
Okay.
Logistic wise, then, we need the printer, yeah?
We need the printer on a Sunday.
And there are all the rosettes, patronage.
Have you got all the rosettes?
Yeah.
Because I've got some.
Have you?
I've got all our club ones.
No, I've got all the rosettes for this show. What else do we need?
We need
paper. Paper, help. Anyone on the day to do teas and coffees.
So all the stuff that you fill out.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
All the forms that you fill out.
I'll do all of that next week.
Got all that stuff?
That'll be done next week.
I don't need to worry about that.
No, the catalogues will be done. Catalogues will all be done.
Yeah.
It's just the result sheets that we do on the day. Safety.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I've only got I'll do the judging sheet.
You're having judging.
There's no sections, is there? So it's just really what we got and what absentees we have, and
that's right.
And a catalogue done next
just
week.
Just filling the BS form.
And then we want someone to do the door on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Bio will bring the. We've got the mats are all down there, so we'll set all up. We'll set all that up on a Sunday morning. There's only going to be two judges, so we're looking for two chief stewards with them in the morning. It's not a difficult task, so. I'm sure we can find two people that can do stewards.
Gala will do the door, then we want someone to sign them in.
Gala will be around, yeah. He can
to sign them in.
Steward.
But we want them there early, otherwise.
Yeah, well, that won't take us on to be able to set up, will it?
No.
If we're there at 7.
You want someone there to bring the birds in. If
yes.
Someone bring the birds in at 8 o'clock or 7:45, you want them in.
Yeah.
What time does it say on the schedule, birds accepted? Oh, from 8 o'clock,
yeah,
to 9:30.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, first thing we'll do is we'll get some tables laid out for the biosecurity and for stacking birds on.
Yeah.
And then we can crack on with getting the staging up. And once we get the first set of staging, if we put two sets up, if we need two sets, the first lot is up, and that will take all the Lutinos, the Albinos, the White Wings, the Yellow Wings, can all go on the first lot because they're grouped.
Yes.
You keep them in groups.
And
so if we set up the tables early, I think we'll have the staging up before we need it. But if we set the staging up so that as the birds are coming through, you put them into your colours to start with, albinos, lutinos on one table, your white wings and yellow wings on another, spangles on another, and they're done then. They've only just got to be transferred over. Yeah.
Can you remember, Graham, can we get two bays crosswise?
Yeah.
Sorry, two bays.
Well, you know our shelves that we put the birds on?
Yeah.
Can we get two of them across the hall?
Across from that way, from the door.
Yeah.
So if the door's there.
Instead of the way we normally have them, can we get two?
Yeah, easy, we get three across there.
Because we
and still have the judges.
If we get two across, that's 160 odd birds, isn't it?
If we can get two lots of two up or something like that, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
And the judges, we want one lot by the fire doors.
Oh, well, they'll be together.
Yeah, we're going to have one on the back of the fire doors who's doing Lutinos, Albinos for the better light. So we're not going to fill that hall.
It's a double judging stand now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So they'll
both be down
facing
that corner.
Each other.
There's plenty of room in that hall, isn't there?
Yeah.
We're not going to need the room that we would use for our stuff, and we can then set up the tables and the chairs and that for the later day.
Because we want the back as far as the back as there as we can, don't we?
What's
the
that?
The back of the hall.
Yeah.
And we set it up. So when
we've got to allow for somewhere for Sandra and that for the dinners.
Yeah.
Up there.
What are we going to do about these dinners? Am I going to lay tables or what?
I think we can just put the tables out with some.
Put the tables out.
With some chairs around
that
bit, as we normally do.
Because
do that at the other end of it.
You said that you weren't going to. You didn't want us to use that room. You wanted that for something else.
The little room.
If we don't need to use that.
We won't need to. So we'll have enough room in that hall.
We'll have an area beside the kitchen.
Yeah.
If we set that up, by that kitchen hatch, we put all the tables around that corner, and we can have the judging the birds at this side as you come in the door, the judging stands along the front, and then once the judging stands come down, we put the chairs out in front of the stage, and so we can keep all your food stuff around that corner and rest area there, so they're out of the way. And the stage can be then the stage after we've finished doing our paperwork for Alan Marchant and that, and we'll sit in front of it looking up at them with our backs to the birds, so that way then at least we've got more chance of hearing what's going on, hopefully.
And the judges, have you spoken to them recently? They've confirmed?
Colin and that.
Are you going to shut the doors right. once you start the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will do, yeah.
Will there be expenses for the judges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, possibly. Gavin and Ian.
And the speakers?
And the speakers.
Where are they staying? Are they staying with you, are they?
They're coming down to stay. The piano. On the Saturday night, you was
right. Yeah.
It's all creeping up so fast. And
yeah. So they're both them four faces, they're all sorted, are they? They all know. Other than that original letter I sent him confirming, I spoke to him on the phone, I haven't had any further contact with him.
Yeah, no, they're all ready to go, I think.
Right.
I'll give Gavin a shout as well and just check
out. What about the expenses? Does Sue have to pay a cheque? Because she won't know how much to...
We will do. I'll do an expenses form for each of the judges and for the speakers, and they fill it in. And then they can hand the expenses form back in, and then we'll pay them what they require.
How do you pay? Cash?
Cash if we can.
Cash if we can. Depends how much we
should have cash. And
we should have, yeah.
Because they don't, it's not really put through the books as such, is it? No, not that I don't expect any of them do, but I don't expect they'll ever get worried.
We've got to put it through the bank, haven't we?
Yeah. I shouldn't imagine it'll be a lot. Mm. I should imagine they'll want us back there doing some favour for Hastings or something like that. In fact, I'm pretty certain they will. So that should be, are we all happy with that?
But no, we want two people on the door.
What, on the Sunday morning?
Yep.
I'll do the door, but I was do the door.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, I'll do the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody who...
For exiting birds.
If they can't, they don't come in. Unless they pay.
Yeah.
They can still pay.
Can you confirm to Sue how much prize money she needs?
155 plus the £20.
So that's the 175 you already mentioned. Yeah, I'll put it
so out. So it's £5 for young bird, £5 for any age bird, 14 cc's plus pairs and team, so one each in colours. Yeah, so three of those, pair, team and colour, plus 14, so 17. £5 plus the £20 that Jeff's put up for the most birds benched. That's your prize money. So do them, if you do them in envelopes of £5 pieces, £5 lots, if you wanted to break them down to the colours and stuff like that, we can.
Yeah. You can write them. They all get the same price, is it?
Pardon?
If they're all getting £5.
Well, they've still got to be allocated to the person, haven't they? You've got to write whoever's awarded it on there. So.
Not around, then you have to put it
and group them all together.
Do
that with their own show, don't we? Yeah, so just little envelopes, little payroll envelopes, whatever they are.
I've got loads.
They're just done then, and they're written on, and they're ready to go.
Right. So the catalogue, who's doing the catalogue, is it?
I'm doing the catalogue.
You're doing the catalogue?
Yeah, because the catalogue I'll produce next week after Sandra's done the entries.
Okay.
So during the week I do the catalogue and I'll do the template stuff for the day.
Can you email that to me when you've done it then?
The catalogue?
Yeah. Okay, I'll put it on the website.
No, you can't put it on the website. No.
Oh, no, of course not. No.
Don't. I won't give you a copy of that catalogue till after the show. Until the show's run.
You know the main show,
Yeah.
Have you, because you haven't got your packages from the BS yet.
No, the schedule's got to go.
Yeah, the schedule's,
No, Stephen go on holiday the weekend for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Again?
Or merit.
I don't need him because I've got everything. He's passed me everything I need. So.
Well, you haven't, because you haven't got it.
I've got the letter. It's just got. They won't sign off till I've sent the schedule, which isn't finished yet.
We'll get it sent back to him. Yeah. One of us two.
Ask them not to send it to him because he won't be there.
Yeah.
Who's doing the job?
Because he won't be there, Stephen. They'll be fine. We'll sort it. They'll be either myself or David Sharp will sit up there, I'm sure, if they're coming, David and Jim. I'm sure they'll. Ginny's already said she's helping the kitchen anyway. David will sit up there and do patronage, he's good at that. So, he knows what he wants to do.
Will you want a steward's raffle?
Yeah, we'll do a raffle in the morning.
The bag of seed?
Something, yeah.
And we'll arrange that. And then the raffle, ordinary raffle, you're going to have or not?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think we do in the afternoon.
Like,
and we've got the auction as well, a bird.
What are you having as a prize? What are you having as prizes then?
We've got some prizes.
Got some prizes for everyone?
Well, if you've got it,
if anyone's got anything they want to donate for that show, or the main show, the raffles,
bring them all.
We'll split it up and put it all in.
The raffle bird or the
auction
bird. Gallup promised us one.
Did he?
Yeah, cobalt.
Nice cobalt.
Would you mind if it's a brother or sister? but he did promise us one.
Right. We'll sort one. Right. We'll have enough birds.
And I've seen Gavin, or I spoke to Gavin.
Gavin's bringing one up, isn't he?
He's bringing one down.
Who else? Bill?
We may have one from Huxley and Marchant as
well. No, I phoned him this week again, because when I phoned him last time, he said he had a terrible breeding season that he weren't too certain, but I'll see him this week, not phoned him this week.
We'll just check if they're all right.
What about the Squires partnership with him?
No, we don't want, well, three's enough.
Three's enough,
For the rare show.
Okay.
Because that's auction.
And then we'll
pop. Right, so this is for the rares show you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then we'll, between us, the rest of us will
sort them out. And it's a 50-50 thing. So you get 50% of the club gets, or the show gets 50%. Okay.
So therefore, if it's for the rares, it's got to be in that, it's got to be
a rare.
In that classic.
No, it can be anything.
No, anything.
Yeah, we don't
care. Anything you like. No, it's only for the auction. We'll
so
tell them a Janice, we'll tell them a split something.
Yeah.
If it's like Jeff's bird, that'll be split spangle.
Yeah.
He had some split spangles in his shed last year.
No.
The
other thing I've got is bacon rolls that Sandra's doing.
Yeah.
Have you got help there, Sandra?
Yeah,
all right.
We'll be fine.
Fun?
I said we'll be fine.
Good.
Most important thing is that the members enjoy the day, because you know we've got good speakers coming down. You're very unlikely to see Alan Marchant that often down this way. Right. And Jim, even though he isn't going to, he's always good through. He'll build his confidence once he sits up there, Jim will, and he'll tell you lots of bits and pieces, I'm sure. So it's nice to have these people down. Huxley and Marchant as a partnership, of which Alan is half, are probably one of the most famous budgerigar breeders.
Yes, but it's Jim. Is it Jim Huxley?
Jim in the art, Jim, but Alan and Jim, not Alan and Chris.
Not Chris.
But
no.
have we publicised at all to any other club?
I've been talking to people, it's been going around. It's gone in the cage in Avery.
If you could send one to Norwich.
Well, I've spoken to everyone. I've phoned Phil. At the shows leading up to it, I've spoken to as many people as I can, Bill. Yeah. I mean, it'll be whatever people turn up, you know.
Don't tell anyone.
And we need the club members to turn up as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if they're not helping to turn up.
But don't expect numbers like we would get at our normal show, because it's a rare show.
I know.
Yeah, won't.
You won't get it. And
you've only got half the classification anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, so you've only got half the birds. So
yeah, we don't.
And it is really, whilst it is our show, it's still the LEA show, but it's more importantly, it's our social event for the afternoon as well. Yeah. Which is the speakers and stuff.
We let ourselves down. That Alan Marchant thing should have been publicised more. That would have brought people in the afternoon, I'm convinced, but it ain't.
What did the Cage and Avery, it's in the Cage and Avery advert, or promotion, what did it say?
It's only been a little bit,
hasn't it? Was it? I asked her to emphasise that.
They're in there every week, editorial.
Mm. Okay, well, it's like everything, Peter, there's only a handful of us doing it all.
How many people read Cage and
Avery's? That's the point.
I don't.
How many of the budgerigar people actually read Cage and Avery?
I'm surprised they don't. I've bought it for years.
It's all the same thing, isn't it? Over and over again.
Honestly, how many people in this room read Cajun Avery religiously, page to page, week to week?
It's a Bible in our house.
Take me about 10 minutes.
Phil reads it, but he reads it in W.I. Smith. Everything's on the internet now, isn't it?
That's it, really. We've touched on the open show. Is there anything more you want to say about the open show?
Yeah, there's another open show.
We've
got Warrior
Bear 10. Hang on, sorry. Bill's got more questions.
The open show, we got to be Saturday and Sunday.
Setting up
on Saturday. And we usually start it's 10, isn't it? We get there
on the Sunday.
On Saturday.
Alright.
So we get it set all up and then we can go home.
We need to know this really now, because we've not got another meeting, have we?
We haven't got a general meeting. So the main show, Saturday's 10:30, we set up for the hall, get all the staging down, get it all set up, all geared up, ready for the Sunday. And we start there at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
And we've got to arrange some way of getting our birds there before we go off to Yorkshire.
That's right, we'll sort it out. I'll come over mine or
something. Well, I'm quite local to you, aren't I? I could pick them up for you.
Yes,
well, how do I get them back, though? Well, you want me to take them and bring them back and put them back in your flight or something?
Yes, because we're judging the YBS shows.
Yeah.
Will you be back?
So we'll be going
Sunday night or Monday.
Yes, we'll be back Sunday night, but we'll be.
Will you have cages that you can pop them all back in into a breeding cage or something?
Oh yes, because Lucy will be at work. I'm just trying to think. Yeah,
I'll talk to you. I'll quite happily come over and sort that out for you.
Although we're judging in Yorkshire, we're going to have a team out to support our show.
Lovely. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Can't be
when do you go? You go on the Saturday then?
We'll have to go on the Saturday,
yeah. we'll work out something, can't we? Yeah, work something out. I'm only 10 minutes away.
Saturday is 10:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the Sunday.
Yep.
And then we want someone on the door.
Are we taking birds Saturday night?
Yeah.
Are we?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what security is in process for that?
There isn't. It's us.
There is.
But there's no one staying in there overnight.
Yeah.
What, you stay in the building overnight?
Yeah.
What, in a camp bed and sleeping bag?
Yeah. All right.
It's even
we have done in the past.
Yeah.
We won't be.
We won't have a couple of...
What insurance have we got in set if someone breaks in and takes their birds? Because they'll be well advertised.
We've never had any issues.
Oh, no, no, but just in case, what would happen if we walked in next morning and they were gone?
Are we insured for that?
We are we? That's my question. If we're insured, it's not a problem.
I'm sure we are.
I don't know. No,
you'd have to check the insurance
that.
On there.
Yeah, I know it covers third party. You know,
is that up to you?
Well, the only thing is put a proviso saying they're left there at your own risk. If they get nicked, then that's your problem, not ours.
We just pop it in. We'll pop it in the schedule.
Exactly.
We'll accept birds on the Saturday, but there will not be anyone staying over. It'll all be locked up at last thing Saturday night and opened again first thing Sunday morning.
Two or three people bring their birds on Saturday.
Yeah, we don't get many. To be honest, I normally chuck mine in on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's easier to get. And then on the Sunday morning, I can come straight there and get on with everything I need to get on with.
Okay, I'll put that in there. Yep. Yep.
And then we want two people for the door because this young man will be there.
You're there, aren't you, Richard, for the main show?
Yeah, Richard, because you make a good job on it. He did last year, he made a fantastic job, didn't he?
Yeah, you'll be there for the main show.
Flowery will get you everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying that, he did. We never lost a bird, did we?
Nearly.
Bloody hope.
Someone walked out with my bird.
Huh?
Someone walked out with my bird.
Yeah, we got it back for
him. No, I went out, because it was by accident. I piled all mine up in the corner, and he piled his up in the corner, and then he walked off with one of my birds.
Yeah,
after we've been checked out, actually.
And we need another one on the door.
Yeah, I'm happy to do the door, but if I'm to do the show secretary in the future, I need to learn some stuff. Yeah, we checked out the back last time.
Checked out the back.
The show manager's got all that in here, didn't he?
I'll do the door, yeah.
You'll be upstairs,
you'll
be on the stage.
Well, I have to start learning some of that stuff, but...
You're going to need to... To be honest, John, you're going to need to be up on that stage.
Because I'm not there.
Yeah. Well, I'll have Richard on the door if Richard don't think of
it. Do you mind, Richard? You do mind.
Do you mind that? Give me a few tips.
Yeah,
is
that the PG tips?
No, he will be there.
Okay, so we've got Richard and Bill on the door. What about the sales person, Dave? Are you going to do the sales again? Yeah.
And can you bring some box of Dave?
Could you bring some for the Rares show as well? Because there'll be a few sales birds in, I'm sure, at the Rares.
Right.
Good separate classification for those, isn't there?
Huh?
Any raffle prizes, obviously, will be gratefully received for that. And anything.
And then we'll do...
Cakes and that for the afternoon as well would be received for the main show.
But we'll... Ginny usually do the raffle for us.
Yeah.
We should do the
Well, I ain't been asking Jenny, is it?
She won't be here.
Ginny. Yeah, but you've talked to Jenny, so she was going to be asking Jenny.
Oh, sorry, just talking to Jenny, so we're not talking to her.
Thank you.
She'll do the
raffle.
Sue can do the raffle.
Yeah, but I was thinking in the morning.
The Stewart's raffle.
Stewart's raffle. Yeah, but I mean, I don't mind going around doing the other one.
Because we got the seed from Condor for that, and a bag of seed for the main raffle.
What about birds? Who's bringing a bird to put in a... That, what we did last year, it was a good idea, that with the raffle ticket.
I'm sure.
Who's bringing a bird?
We'll find something, I'm sure I'll find something.
Are you going to bring one?
Oh,
one from Graham, one from Bill.
Yeah.
I've got a blue that's a bit green.
That nice grey you had. What about that nice grey you had in the show the other day?
Did you see that?
Donate a bird.
Did you see the half song at the weekend?
Oh, and Jeff's got to get one.
Jeff's giving one.
Oh, Jeff, how many do you want? Three? Is that enough?
Yeah,
that should
be enough.
Four.
Yeah.
I didn't
think
it wasn't
nice. Jeff, Graham, and Bill then, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Birds, yeah. Okay. So do we need one of them little boxes made up?
We've got all of that up there.
Alright, that's okay. Do you want another little mini meeting before the show?
Yeah, or not? Yeah, we've got one booked, you know.
Well, we haven't we? Is it?
Yeah, 17th, isn't it?
Of July.
Monday.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in our diary. 10th or 17th.
We're not making rolls that morning, shall we, Miss Harper?
Just consulting.
Okay. Yep.
10th of July.
I thought 10th.
Huh? 10th.
So,
we've
got bacon rolls
on
that day.
For
the main show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What else you've got on your list, Bill?
Badges have been done.
Yep, we've seen those for the people to wear.
So they'll not be worn, but we'd like this week, next week, when they'll be worn.
And bring them back.
And we want them back for the main, for the other show.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And the presentation to the two judges for the chairs.
Yeah.
We've got them. And presentation to Huxley and March, and we've got them.
Yeah. I think they ought to be given... Not in a little room.
No, we're
not
to
be
them
given
on,
at the show.
We give them up on the stage.
So you're going to introduce them on the stage.
Yeah.
And thank
anyone
them.
Got
and
any?
Just thank them and.
Yeah.
And then we've got four for the four judges.
For the main show.
For the main show.
Splendid.
They're all done.
Very nice too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one question to you, Bill. The advert for the seed place.
Yeah.
I didn't get any joy on the phone with them, so you said you were going to pop in. Did you have any joy with them?
Well, I said that. I've been in to see them. Didn't they send it to you?
No.
Oh, I'm going in there tomorrow.
Oh yeah, okay.
What's that? You need a different.
They've got a new advert that they want in, but I phoned them up and I sort of obviously got blank face and said they'd get back to me, but never did.
I took the advert, the schedule in, and I said, "There's the you got to send it there." So he said, "Oh,
right, okay."
But you see, the trouble is, you see the manager, and then I deal with the bloke up the top, and I can never can get to see.
God.
Him. Well, if I don't get it, I'll just put the old one in, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, but
really.
No, no,
it's up to them, isn't it? Yeah. All right. It's not a problem.
But, I'm going to ask them if they got a pop-up banner as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right.
Because that one we've got is a little bit.
Is there any other business from anyone else?
Get on with it. I want to learn how to do what it is. Yes. Really good show.
Have you got it? Have you got BS banner?
Have you?
Yeah, we could pop that up as well.
Yeah, we can use that, can't we? Janice pop-up banner. Is that at your house, or have you got to get them somewhere? Yeah.
Let's pop that up as well. What else have you got on your list? That's it?
Yep.
Did you not want to talk about your French mark survey?
No, I've just got... Those that haven't had one of these, now we've got a new flash printer, it just rattles these off, so... that printer also has really cheap cartridges. I got 10 cartridges for that for 11 quid, which I thought was brilliant. It's an Epson, and I've got an Epson, and I can get cheap cartridges for mine. It takes exactly the same cartridges, so...
Is that black?
So that was four blacks and the other the rest of colours.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we haven't got to worry about having any problems with ink, because we'll just...
No.
Yeah, just rattle them off. So those that haven't had one of these, please have one. Get as many as we all can filled out.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Lovely. Anyone got any other business they want to raise?
No, I don't think
not.
But you haven't covered, no.
Brilliant. What time is it, folks? 8:40. Is it time for a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring...